is the Blue Wave. I would think Houston would be one of them. What kind of crowd do you expect there? I know he's going to be filled up with supporters, but the protesters, people outside, what do you expect?
I would expect a large crowd, as we've seen, you know, at all these rallies across the nation. I was with him a few weeks ago. I think he had 15,000 people in a basketball arena in a not overly populated or one of the smaller areas of Indiana. There's just so much energy out there. And I think that as people, as Texans, as Americans see the results that we have, I mean, really, this election is going to come down to results versus resistance. The resistance is there. They're angry. They're, you know, we've seen some of their antics here in recent weeks, which I think are actually alienating some middle of the road moderate voters, even some people who may have voted Democrat in the past or more independent and vote. But when they see what's going on in the country and we've got these results, and then you see the drive toward socialism and the drive toward, you know, confronting people and attacking people just for having dinner in a restaurant, I think that turns away many people who might be considered middle of the road. So I'm sure the protesters will be out there. They always are. But what we need to do is make sure that the people who support the president are inside that arena, listening to the message. And then, as my former boss, the vice president, likes to say, you got to remember, Republicans don't let Republicans vote alone. So grab a friend, grab somebody at work, a neighbor, somebody at church. Take them by the collar and say, we need you to come out in November. It's very important because the Senate looks good right now. I think we're going to actually expand the Republican majorities in the Senate, but the House is going to be close. And as we've seen in some of these special elections, just a few votes can change the outcome.
One final question for Mark Lauder, who's, by the way, the second most famous graduate of Ball State behind David Letterman. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome. Very good.
You're a native of Indiana. You're a Hoosier. Mike Pence, obviously, is a guy you've been close with for years. What does he think of the president? What's their relationship like?
You know, it is so unique because they didn't really know each other before the presidential campaign and mm-hmm. the so-called veep stakes started. And they do approach things very differently, but they complement each other so well. The president brings in this focus, this I want to get things done yesterday. And he brings a business experience. He brings, obviously, his entertainment experience. And then you have the vice president, who's more of a traditional creature from Washington, D.C., by serving in Congress and as a governor of Indiana. And so they blend so well together in that the president will lay out the mission, say, get it done. And it's the vice president who's the first one to turn there and go, this is how we can do it. This is who we need to talk to in Congress or who we need to talk to in other areas. So they make a great partnership. I'll tell you, whenever they're in the White House together, they're usually in the same room together. And I can't tell you the number of times we'd be sitting waiting for the motorcade to leave with the vice president taking us to the Capitol or taking us to Joint Base Andrews. And the time for us to leave had come and gone, and we're waiting and we're waiting. And then you hear somebody come in across the radio and say, he's in the Oval Office. So they're talking. And so it's like, you know, the vice president and president are never late. We're always early.